Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, the podcast where tech gets demystified and design gets a high five. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of pixels and code.
And I'm Jamie, your resident question asker and the voice of all our listeners sitting there thinking, but why does it matter? And guess what, Alex? Today I'm particularly curious.
Ah, curiosity. That will serve you well today, Jamie, because we're diving into the world of color contrast in design. It's all about making the digital world more accessible, performant, and dare I say, beautiful.
Color contrast, huh? Sounds fancy, but are we just talking about making sure I can read text on a website without squinting?
Exactly, but it's so much more than that. You see, color contrast isn't just a design preference. It's a legal, ethical, and technical requirement.
Legal and ethical. Now, it sounds like we're getting into superhero territory. So what's the deal with color contrast?
Yeah.
Well, the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, or WCAG, set the standard here. They require a contrast ratio of at least 4.5 to 1 for normal text. This ensures that text and UI elements are legible, especially for users with low vision or color blindness.
Ah, so it's about being inclusive and making sure everyone can navigate and enjoy the web. Got it. But how do you measure something like contrast?
Ah, it's all about the science of luminance, or how much light a color emits. The contrast ratio measures the difference in luminance between the text and its background. There's even a formula for it, but let's not get bogged down in the math. There are tools for that.
Tools? So I don't have to break out my old graphing calculator?
Not unless you want to relive your high school nightmares, no. Tools like Lighthouse or Axe can automate this testing for you. They'll tell you if your color choices are up to snuff or if they're leaving some users in the dark.
Nice. So you're telling me that by paying attention to color contrast, we're not just making things look good, we're making them usable for everyone. That's pretty cool.
Exactly. And when you get it right, it improves your brand consistency and inclusivity and even your website's performance. Because let's face it, no one sticks around on a site they can't read.
Speaking of performance, does this have anything to do with web speed? I mean, does color contrast affect how fast a page loads?
Not directly, but implementing a smart color system, including contrast checks, can streamline your design and development process. Using CSS variables for color themes, for example, improves caching and reduces repaint costs.
Hold up, repaint costs? Are we painting houses now?
In a digital sense, yes. Every time you change a color, the browser has to repaint that part of the page. By optimizing your color system, you reduce the work the browser has to do.
Got it. Efficiency in design leads to better performance overall. I love when things come full circle.
And speaking of full circles, let's not forget about automated contrast testing in continuous integration and deployment workflows. It's like having a vigilant color guardian that ensures every update meets accessibility standards.
A color guardian? I'm imagining a superhero with a paintbrush now.
Not far off. These tools really are the unsung heroes of accessible design.
This has been eye-opening, Alex. I never realized how much thought goes into something as seemingly simple as color choice.
It's all part of making the web a better place for everyone, Jamie. And with tools and guidelines in place, it's easier than ever to make sure your digital content is accessible and enjoyable for all users.
Well, I think it's time to wrap this up before we start seeing the world in hex codes and contrast ratios. Thank you, Alex, for enlightening us today.
It was my pleasure, Jamie, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech that shapes our world.
And remember, in the world of tech, staying curious is your superpower. Catch you next time.